to the next episode of The Raiders Rambles. I am Avera, and here with me today is Noble.
Welcome. Hello. I'm awake.
Hello. And we have Inu.
Howdy.
All right. And Wuz.
When you get slapped with a pickle, you'll be pickled too.
Yeah. We got a great show for you tonight. So, as you guys know, Halloween just happened last week, which was fantastic. So let's get right into it. How was your guys' Halloween? What happened?
Well, for me, up here in the northeast part of the United States, we got a snowstorm the day before Halloween. So it was a little screwed up. Saturday happened, and the snow melted and then turned into ice later on. So I stood home. I'm just like, I'm not going to drive on a highway with all these people not knowing how to drive on ice. Even though it's New England, it's in their blood to drive on snow.
Oh, no.
But there was no trick-or-treater, so all the candy belongs to me.
Oh, so you actually bought candy in anticipation for trick-or-treaters, but like they just didn't come because of the weather?
Right, because of the weather and because, well, the big scary flu thing that I'm not going to mention. And the masks and the okay, no one's trick-or-treating this year. So I kept all the candy for myself.
Nice. what was it, like chocolate or like Skittles or like what'd you get?
I just got the little, you know, the Hershey's. There's the normal Hershey's, the dark Hershey's, Goodbar and the Crackle.
Yeah,
I got a big bag of that, so just pop one in every time I feel like being chocolatey.
Dude, I tried to buy that when I went to Stop and Shop, like, a week ago, but I went, like, the day before Halloween, because, you know, I was lazy and I didn't prepare. And they were sold out of all the candy, so I was just stuck with Kit Kats and some Christmas stuff. Hershey's Kisses. But they were, like, Christmas-themed.
Hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with Kit Kat. I love Kit Kat. There's two of them.
I know. Oh, dude, I'll tell you about Kit Kat in a little bit. I'll tell you what the heck happened. Wuz, how was your Halloween? What did you do?
I missed out.
No, why?
I was supposed to do pursuit work, and I had issues at my apartment, so couldn't do it.
Ah, all right.
On that note, I have to show something as soon as I can find it. Okay. I will raise you a Kit Kat.
Oh, is that the weird green one? Oh, it is!
What?
Oh, no. Okay, I don't agree with that. No. Just regular Kit Kat, that's fine. We don't need no green chocolate. That's an abomination.
It's not green chocolate, it's mint. Dark chocolate and mint. It's actually not bad.
The only mint I like in chocolate is like thin mints, like those Girl Scout cookies. Aside from that, no.
They have a Kit Kat in Canada that's coffee flavored. I want to go to Canada.
If you go to Japan, you'll get them in tea flavors along with regular flavors mixed with tea.
Okay.
Yeah, Japanese have a ton of different flavors for Kit Kats. If you want Kit Kat experience, you go to Japan.
I gotta say, like, tea flavored ice cream, like green tea ice cream, is really good. It's so delicious. Like, I get that every time, like when I go to like hibachi or whatever.
I have a shit ton of Kit Kats in my candy drawer.
Nice. Anyway,
ready for the apocalypse.
I don't have a very big collection. It's only about 50 pounds worth of sweets.
Only 50 pounds. Only.
That's quite a tad. Quite a tad bit.
How about Noble? I mean, do they have Halloween there?
Yeah, we're starting to have it here in Australia. I didn't see anything actually set up this weekend or the weekend it ran, but the supermarkets are effectively having big sales for Halloween chocolate.
So in Australia, do you guys do like the whole decorations, like pumpkins on your porch and skeletons and ghosts and stuff?
I have seen it occasionally, but it's usually quite rare. It's not a common thing you'll see. Hey, Jolton.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's sorry, really I gave you like a freaking nearly 15-minute panic attack. I really apologize for that.
Oh, greetings. All right. This is the chief host of the show, Jolt. Yay.
Thanks for introducing me proper. I really apologize. Like, this was unexpected. What happened was is that my power just basically went kaput for like a couple minutes. Something short-circuited at my premises. And yeah, and the circuit breaker just had to be tripped.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jolt got choked. Jolt got attacked by Jolteon.
Yeah. Make all the electric jokes you want.
Well, you might say there was a jolt in the power system. But
technically, Pikachu is actually a squirrel.
Yeah. That's right. Pikachu is a squirrel. It took the designers of Pokemon 20 years to confess it.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about Halloween, like how things might be a little bit different, you know, between America and Australia.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised to hear, like, you know, what Noble was saying, that he doesn't really see a lot of decorations. Like, there's no pumpkins outside people's houses. That's a big thing in America. Like, I got 4 pumpkins outside my house.
But when you go into the supermarkets here, on the lead up, they've just got sales like on Christmas, like on Easter, of Halloween stuff. It's just blah.
Oh, God, yeah. How about the Halloween decorations have already started going up?
Well, it's very interesting. There is a store near me. It's like outside of the mall. And it's kind of, I guess you would say, like a pop-up store. But they change like every year, like it's a seasonal thing. It's weird. So my sister actually used to work there. It was called Spirit Halloween. It was like a Halloween store. And then this month they changed, and now it's going to be Christmas, like the Christmas store. And then it's going to be, you know, 4th of July or like whatever it is.
It's Do they crazy. Have to change the name of the store like every single fest, you know, holiday period? Again, 4th of July store, Halloween store, Thanksgiving and Black Friday store.
Yeah, well, they can't call it Spirit Halloween during, like, 4th of July, right? Like, that'd be weird. No, they literally change it all the time.
It's the Thanksgiving store, it's the Christmas store, it's the Happy New Year's store, it's the St. Patrick's store, it's...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Well, there's also the other one, Valentine's, I think, comes before that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But, yeah, that's in February.
You
anyway,
better not
guys.
Steal my Lucky Charms.
Nah, if you want to, actually, we get, you know, get one dedicated for St. Patrick's Day store.
Well, I don't think they change it to that, but they do, like, the main holidays. You know, like Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter. It's weird, like they change it all the time, but like they also like change the logo on the store, which is kind of weird. But I guess that makes sense, kind of.
I wonder how they explain that to their tax to their taxes.
I don't know, dude. It's a pop-up store, but it's a big store too. It's like it's big.
Like a 3-month tax license issued for 3 months at a time.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. Anyways, you guys want to know about my Halloween?
Yeah, I bet it's way more exciting than mine ever was.
Oh my good golly goodness. So, I had a Halloween party. Oh, Jolt, you want to screen share some of those pictures of the things?
I'll see if I can...
Me and the Grim Reaper. Anyways, yeah.
I'll get to that. Yeah,
I invited some people, and like I said before, I got a bunch of candy, like chocolates, you know, Hershey's Kisses, and Kit Kats, and a bunch of, like, that variety pack of, like, chips, you know, Doritos, Cheetos, potato chips, whatever. So we had that. It was okay. You know, for a bit, we, you know, we were handing out candy, but we only had three groups of trick-or-treaters. And let me tell you that some of these trick-or-treaters are so damn spoiled that one kid who was dressed up as Harry Potter came to my door. No, knock, mm-hmm. knock. Okay, trick-or-treat. I showed him the bowl. He looked at it, and he's like, oh, I don't want any of that. No thanks. And he walked away.
The hell was wrong with him?
He was like seven.
Really?
I'm like, bro, you're 7 years old, and is my candy not good enough for you? What the crap?
What did you have in there?
I don't know. I told you I had Hershey's Kisses, Kit Kats, and freaking potato chips. I don't know. Is that not good enough for you, 7 year old Harry Potter? Get out of here.
Oh, God.
Oh, how stupid.
You should have given him some candy corn. Maybe he would like that.
No one likes candy corn. Candy corn's gross.
No.
Yeah, especially when you make them into Doritos.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. And anyways, after that happened, you know, my friends and I, we watched Beetlejuice and Back to the Future, and then we went on a fursuit parade to the local park. It was really weird because, like, there was a group of people there, and they're like, oh, are you from such and such school? And I'm like, nah. And then they asked me what my name was, and I'm like, I'm Avera. And they're like, what?
Who? What?
They're like, what the fuck is that? Oh, okay, whatever. And then we went back and watched more movies. So it was fun.
Yeah, so were you dressed like that? Was that the picture that you wanted to send me? Were you dressed like that for Halloween?
Oh, wait, where? Hold on. Let me see the thing.
You sent this last week, you know, you dressed with like a phony witch's hat and like carrying this cursed doll.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. I was dressed as a witch. I know, I'm super lame. Don't judge me.
Alright, okay. But goodness, isn't it like every fursuit is grabbed where they literally have to say, you know, their persona name in front of people and then expect never heard of you before.
Yeah, cause they expect, like, they thought I was from, like, their high school or something. And they're like, oh, are you from such and such school? And I'm like, no, I'm Avera. They're like, what the heck? So, yeah, they were very confused. It was funny. Oh, but you know what was very offensive? They were like, oh, it's a fox. I'm like, no.
No, so you're not a Japanese fox?
No. Like, what the heck? I am a doggo. Think Doberman. What are you talking about?
Actually, oh, so you're food.
Well, I was with my boyfriend, you know, who's a cat, and my other friend, who's a wolf, and I'm a dog, and, like, they thought we were foxes. God, the ignorance.
I just see a smorgasbord over there.
Well, yeah.
I am a prehistoric lion, after all. I am one of the biggest species that are out there.
A jackal, yeah.
Yeah, but at least that you're effectively, you know, you're dressing like you've just sent me some pictures of you in past cons that you literally will fit in a Halloween theme for sure.
So I'm out of curiosity,
Halloween is my life all year long, actually.
Yes, Noble.
How often do you see other fursuiters sort of going out Halloweening?
Never.
You know, I don't know, because the last 4 years I've been going to Furpocalypse, you know, a FurCon. But that didn't happen this year. And that's really, really depressing.
You're right. Like, I know, I don't see anybody first, you know, fursuit is Halloweening and stuff, but that's just me. Again, Australia doesn't do much in the way of Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
No, I know, but, like, I don't see that, though, which is really weird. The fact that, like, yeah, the people that I encountered at the park didn't even know that we were furries, that's kind of strange to me. Like, they don't even know?
Well, like, there's a whole thing with the certain generations actually completely not using the internet as much as they can.
Is that a diesel raccoon behind you?
I think so.
Hey, Diesel!
I don't know if it is. I cannot confirm or deny. I can't see the badge well enough really to confirm.
Okay.
So that scythe is collapsible.
Oh,
it transforms into four different things.
Oh, dude, I just like your, you know, your get up. You've gotten like the whole chainmail and thingo going on.
Well, yeah, that's old gear. I have better. I'm working on.
But, yeah, you'd fit right in. Like it's just the perfect Halloween accompaniment. So, yeah.
Yeah, I fortunately didn't take any pictures last time I went out trick or treating, but I was dressed just like that pretty much. My scythe had an upgrade since that con. It lights up now.
Cool.
Oh, sorry about that.
All good. So, in that case, though, I just thought you guys were absolutely right that your Halloweens were way better than mine ever.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, nothing. It rained out so much, yes, last week. And we only had one group of trick-or-treaters knock on my door, and I gave them candy.
Yeah. Actually, during Halloween, for me, it actually got really cold, and it snowed, and then got really hot.
Huh.
Well, season weather, huh?
And then it rained.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. They told everyone, "Oh, due to social distance, you shouldn't go trick or treating." And then it's like the world and the universe went, "Yeah, you shouldn't do it." So I'm going to snow on you, so you can't.
Yeah, well, no. I threw a party with like a bunch of people. Like we didn't care. We just drank and ate candy and watched Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah,
like whatever.
Private house party. Yeah, I can see that, but not the trick or treating. Man, I wanted to come over and just crash your party. It sounded fun.
It was lit. Is that still a thing that young people say? Lit?
That's what the young generation of millennials say, yes.
I wouldn't know. I'm old.
Okay, boomer.
Go ahead.
Honestly, I think in about 20 years' time, Halloween will be more popular in Australia.
When I was growing up, they didn't have Halloween. After all, I'm 12,000 years old.
All right, well, you have ascended the. You have beyond boomer. There is no excuse.
No,
yeah.
You're,
so
you're
they didn't have
like
Halloween when I was growing up. So I don't know. I was the thing what they created Halloween from, the thing they feared everything.
I'm pretty sure Halloween is like a pagan thing.
Right. Do I have to invoke, you know, if you're going to go like that angle was, do I have to invoke the we was meme?
Oh, please we do was invoke. Like,
we was Halloween and shit.
Is that going to be some riff on a song?
My character's name is Was, because I was there.
I don't know what to say about that. No, I'm at a loss of words.
12,000 years ago, there were mammoths.
Yes.
Interesting.
And they were tasty, too. They were just gave me a bunch of hairballs.
Yeah, but don't eat the fur, though. Like, ew.
Well, excuse me. You get hungry, and you gotta bite through it anyways, because back then, we didn't have knives. My claws are sharp, but still.
You had obsidian spears. Or
hey,
flint spears.
Hey,
stuff.
Hey, hey. The cavemen didn't have spears until I made them for them.
Now, hold on. There's always testicles as well. It's a bit of a delicacy in some places in the world.
Oh, have you ever seen a woolly mammoth? Those are the hairiest spots.
Oh, what the bonkers.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's, perhaps we should move on to the next topic now.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about friggin' mammoth testicles anymore, thank you.
Well, none of you are free of sin.
Well, it's more ram and cow that are used.
All right.
Jesus, Fox, forgive us all.
All right. So, our big headliner story is the farewell of a good old bean that's been with us in the movies for all these years. I'm sure you know there's been a very big high profile death, very recently. Talking about Sean Connery.
Yes, and might I just say he not only was 90 years old, which I didn't know if he was 90. I thought he was like in his 70s. But he also died on Halloween, which is just, man, that just makes Halloween even more sad. The fact that cons aren't happening and now Sean Connery, like, died on Halloween.
I'm just sad he'll never come back as in a Dragonheart movie.
I love that movie so much. Oh,
and
my
you know
God.
There's four of those movies?
No, I think they're up to like six or seven now.
Oh, damn.
You know what?
I know I have up to four right now, so I don't know past that.
The OG 007.
I think...
We're going to have Sean Connery cons.
I think to pay proper homage to Sean Connery, next Halloween we all need to dress up as Sean Connery.
No.
Well,
Sean Connery
if
characters.
If I had like a dragon fursuit, then yes.
In some kind of one of his movies, because many, many movies this man made.
Yes. We'll get to that. We'll go.
I love The Rock.
Oh, The Rock was great.
Let's go through the list of movies that Sean Connery, like some of the best ones. Pick them out. There's quite a couple of them.
Quite a few indeed.
Indeed. No.
Wow,
there's
so many. Oh, The Hunt for Red October, that was a good one.
The Hunt for Red October,
The Untouchables.
Mm.
Wow.
And then, of course, the quintessential James Bond, Goldfinger.
Yes.
Of course. Classic.
From Russia with Love. Oh, man.
Yeah, remember that? Oh, my God. Wait, when did that come out? 1963. Holy bonkers. Wow. Okay, I didn't know it was that old.
He's been Bond for years, Matt. He's been Bond for years.
Yeah, wow.
Wasn't there somebody before him?
Excuse me, what did you say? Where is Dragonheart? I think that was back in the early 2000s, perhaps the 1990s.
Hmm. We haven't hit that yet. We're still in the 70s.
We're going through the best anthology of movies, like in the out of sequence. So
they actually have most of these.
Doctor No, another 007 film. Okay, that's pretty obscure. Not that I've seen it, much of those old ones. But still,
I have most of these in my collection right now.
Oh, Diamonds Are Forever! Yeah.
Diamonds Are Forever, yeah. That's another 007 film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever tried taking a diamond and hitting it with a hammer? They're not forever.
Why would you do that? there we go.
Yep, The Rock. There we are.
That was an amazing movie.
Oh, I absolutely loved that one.
That year they had a lot of good movies.
I escaped
Interesting
Alcatraz.
Team up.
Want to come back to Alcatraz? I can lead you there.
You know what's the funny thing about this is my favorite thing that Sean Connery was in, he wasn't in it. Saturday Night Live when he was on that Jeopardy parody.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. There was some guy who, like, played him.
Yeah, it was
Celebrity funny. Jeopardy.
Right, and it was like, okay, I'll take this color ends in purple for 300. Okay, Sean, this ends in purple. Your mother's a whore.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
Hush, no one's supposed to know.
Yeah, it was hosted by I think Keenan, right? Yeah, that was awesome.
So, got a couple more movies, though. Famous one. Great Train Robbery seems to be a very famous one. Mm. There's been a lot of references to that such a thing. Never Say Never.
Never Say Never. Yeah, another 007.
Mm-hmm. Highlander seems to be another popular one. I seem to have heard that name once in a while.
Yeah, I actually liked him better than the other dude. Or played Raiden in Mortal Kombat. I can't remember his name. I kind of wish that they had him for all the Highlander movies.
Oh, and then let's also not forget that Sean Connery was very, very prominent in Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes. He was Indiana Jones' father. He was... Yeah, I remember that. He was like... The grumpy old guy who was like, oh, you're not as good as an archaeologist as I am. And Indiana's like, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Man, I completely forgot about that. Holy cow.
Yeah, that was Crystal Skull, I believe.
And even the actor, you know, one of the actors.
Crystal Skull, he was dead, though. Didn't he die in the Crystal Skull?
Oh, I don't think so.
In the storyline, I thought he was dead in the Crystal Skull, so he wasn't in that one, I don't think.
Well, he's in one of them.
No, he was.
He's in the first. Wait. He's in the first three, for sure. I don't remember if he's in the third one.
Oh, maybe you're right. I thought he was in the fourth one too.
He was in a cameo, for sure. I don't know past that. I would have to look it up.
Was it like a flashback or something?
I think so.
Okay. Can someone tell me the name of the movie where he was opposite of, oh God, now I forgot the actor's name. Long story short, You the Man Now, Dog.
It sounds familiar.
There was like a whole website dedicated to You the Man Now, Dog, because it was it was just an ad lib and they left it in the movie because it just worked.
It was one of the James Bond movies.
Was it?
Yeah, I just don't remember which one. It's not the first one. It's one in the middle somewhere.
All right, so you know exactly the scene that I'm talking about. He's sitting down.
Not completely, but I remember stuff like that.
He's sitting down. The other guy is walking around looking for stuff in the apartment that they're in, and the other guy is just talking and talking and talking, and Sean Connery in real life gets a little pissed off, and he's like, You're a man now, dog. And they just left it in there.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Wasn't he in some bunch of games, too?
What, like a voice actor in a bunch of games?
Yeah.
Probably.
He may have been. I mean, like, all they needed to ask him, you know, hey, Sean, could you lend us your voice?
Oh, Joel, want to go back to that article? I kind of am curious, like, what was his last movie he was in?
I have to go through the filmography of Sean Connery. Let's see. I'm not going to... let's see. 2012. He did some filmography in 2012. Sir Billy and Ever to Excel. Which was a documentary.
Oh, okay.
But the last movie, I think in 2003, where it was, you know, which was very prominent, was probably The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That's right. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, he will be missed. I can't believe he was 90 years old. Like, that just... That's crazy.
No,
I thought
but
he definitely was, like, 75.
Aged. He definitely aged well, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Was, like, that's why I thought he was, like, in his 70s.
I was just about to say, you're absolutely right. The older he got, the more distinguished he looked, the more attractive he was. Very good looking for his age.
Yeah, dude, he was 90? You know, he kind of reminds me of Count Dooku.
Who?
You know, Count Dooku from Star Wars.
Bell shall not pass.
Yeah, he also passed away this year. Saruman.
Yeah, the bad guy. Yeah, the gray wizard.
Saruman the White. No, Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd died?
Yeah, he did. This year. Actually, just a couple months ago.
What? I thought he died years ago.
Nope.
Oh, God, that's like a Mandela effect kind of thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because I actually see the other dimensions. Damn it.
Okay.
Wait,
what's his name? What's his name? Rick Moranis and, the guy who played Rocky Horror Part Picture Show all died in my original dimension. So, what the fuck? I mean, they're all back alive again. You're freaking me out.
When was Christopher Lloyd passed away? Sorry?
Yeah. He died like 5 years ago in my dimension.
No, he 5 years ago? No, he didn't.
In my dimension, where I remember first coming from, he died 5 years ago.
We are in
no,
this
he did
right
not.
Now.
You didn't hear what I said.
Lloyd, the
my
American
dimension.
Actor.
My dimension back. I'm from originally is.
Okay,
is,
stop.
No, I'm
all right. No, you've got to stop. He's still active on, was it Twitter or Facebook?
Well, don't know.
One of them. I think Christopher Lloyd is still alive to this very day. He's aged 82.
He's not. He died.
Or is he? Hang on.
Hence why I'm saying this is a Mandela effect. Did Mandela die like 20 years ago in prison?
We talked about this on the podcast like a few months ago when Saruman died.
Right.
Like we did that. Is he not dead yet?
He died a few months ago.
Are we living in a simulation, or is he still alive? What the
it's
heck?
A glitch in the Matrix.
Yes.
I'm looking at the current, you know, filmography of Christopher Lloyd. 2019.
Dark Devil died.
Wait, am I thinking about the same person?
Christopher Lloyd, the guy who played Doc Brown.
Oh, God, no, not that guy. Never mind. I was thinking...
oh.
No, oh, crap.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm wrong. He's alive. Doc Brown is alive. He has Parkinson's, but he's still alive. The guy who played Saruman.
Wait a second. Is that
yeah,
the
he
one?
Died,
yeah,
he died a few months. He died a few months back, almost last year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I know. I just forgot his name, but I thought it was Christopher Lloyd, but no, it wasn't.
I
don't
know
mistaken.
His name either.
No. Oh God, what was it?
I swear,
did that guy play?
I will never get
he's
that
like
vision.
He was like a sir. Or like a sire or a knight or something. Oh, crap,
that's not the one
it?
That played Magneto, is it?
Or didn't he
die
too?
Wait, no. That was Gandalf.
Oh, Jesus, the confusion.
No, Jesus, Lord, okay.
We still
I'm
have.
I'm looking this up right now.
I haven't had enough coffee
we
yet.
We still have Dumbledore.
Christopher Lee. That's what it was. Christopher Lee. Oh my bonkers. Okay. We got it. That's who played Saruman. Oh, wow.
Wow. What ride have you taken us all in?
That took quite a time. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, there's another one. In my dimension, Gene Wilder died in the early 90s.
But you know what? I wasn't too far off. I said Christopher Lloyd, but Christopher Lee, kind of similar, right? I'm not.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's in the name, Lloyd Lee. It's in the name.
Yeah. Oh, well, CL. Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. Sadly, we are going to push through, and I'm going to have to bring you some not so good news. Sadly, it's not about the actors themselves. You know, may Sean Connery rest in peace.
Uh-huh. Rip.
But the bad news I'm wearing, you know, bringing at the moment is the current state of James Bond. Current and future state of James Bond.
No.
Okay, seriously, did these people actually watch what was happening with Doctor Who, or do they just want to go Jesse Bond for, you know, let's go full in, let's give it a good old college try? And
the latter.
Do they really seriously put in a black girl as James Bond?
As 007, the title.
They're only doing this for the Black Lives Matters thing, then.
This.
It's more woke nonsense. But here's the thing about James Bond. Like, 007 is just like a title they give a particular type of specialized spy. So, like, that's why they can, I guess, like, they had to retroactively change the lore to make it be like,
apparently it says, you know, here's what it says in the you know, movie, upcoming film No Time to Die. The secret agent who inherits the 007 title while Bond himself is in exile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
so yeah, that's a retrofit.
Exactly. Like I said, the whole inheriting the title, like, that's what they use to give certain people. But this is just crazy. Who's going to watch this? I won't.
Jesse or Jane Bond, they'd call her.
If it's a John Doe, like they say Jane Doe, so it's got to be something else. It's...
Well, Jane Doe is like the generic name for a female who is dead and they can't identify the body. So yeah, I guess they can call her Jane.
I always thought that there was a set of elite spies in the James Bond whole sort of storyline.
It actually works. All the 00s are set as the top of the agents. And there's only nine of them.
So why don't they just bring in a female actress as like 0012 or 9 or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Well, I don't care what race the person is or what gender they are, so long as they're a good actress and they can actually fulfill the role properly. That's really all that matters.
And you see, that's
the role is a white English gentleman. I don't want to be all racist or anything, but that's how it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Jules, can you scroll down to the part where I showed you earlier?
Rightio, this one here.
That part right there just got me about the entire thing.
And also, he's supposed to be a playboy. Is that girl supposed to be a lesbian now?
In this point in time, probably. That's an extra point, isn't it?
Yeah, that was
so what's
going to
happen to Bond girls?
Yeah, that's another thing. Those are going to be Bond guys, and mostly guys watch this stuff, so they're not going to want to watch a bunch of dudes cuddling and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of not attracted to that. It's kind of weird looking.
What if you read this? It's... Lashana is a great actress, but I don't really agree with her becoming 007. It's not about her color. A black James Bond, sure. But as a man, she continued, it's just because Bond, the spy code named 007, was written by Ian Fleming as a man. Miss Bond doesn't have the same ring to it. Mr. Bond, or, you know, James Bond, Mr. Bond. What do you plan to do with those sharks? Or Miss Bun?
Yeah, right? That's a good point. Like, right. What are you going to do with those like slogans? Those like, you know, oh, James Bond, Mr.
What
Bond.
What if instead they had two agents as 007?
Oh, a double agent as a 007.
Well, two agents classed as 007. No, but like they change it when the original 007 like dies.
That's not true because they use several 007s.
No, it is true because that's why they have multiple movies. They have like 7 movies or maybe 8 or 10. Who the hell knows?
Try about 20.
Okay. 20 movies, right?
37 or 39.
After the last, you know, 40-something, 50 years, yeah, they have like different agents that take on that title and they're just, you know, white British men. I mean, Sean Connery was Scottish, which, you know, is not British, but whatever.
The only two James Bonds that I liked was something Dalton, I forgot his name, and Sean Connery.
I'm Bond. James Bond. Damn, what a... Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it just feels right if we didn't, you know...
Miss Bond.
No, and now they're gonna have some Miss... they can call it like 008 or something. Like, that would make more sense if she was, like, not the same thing. I don't know. This is just... This is weird.
With what we've seen with what we've seen in the past with this whole switching gender roles thing, it doesn't always go down so well.
Ghostbusters.
I was gonna say
Ghostbusters, yeah, bro. Ghostbusters did not go over very well indeed. Yikes.
Yeah, I can't see. And the part of that article that I just read, that was another woman saying that. So it's not like, oh, the male patriarchy, oh, because you're toxic masculine. No, that was another woman that she played in a couple of Bond movies before that. And she's like, no, I've always known Mr. Bond, not Miss Bond.
Yeah, that just, it doesn't even have like the same ring to it, you know? It's not good for marketing.
They're trying to go, if you read through the article, I lost it somewhere in the article. They're trying to go, and she's trying to go, I'm proud because I'm the first black female.
Yeah, she does say that. She does say that in the article. See if I can find it. But there's a whole cluster of things in this article, too. I am one, Lynch, the new 007 states, I'm one black woman. If it were another black woman cast in this role, it would have been the same conversation. She'd have got the same attacks, the same abuse. Yeah, you can tell there's some kind of thing at play here.
They're pushing their agenda.
I don't know anything about this person, but you know, if she's a good actress, if she can play the role nicely, I mean, that's all well and good. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, though.
There's a comedian. She made a very good point that women, a vast amount of women, have problems acting. Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of good women actors out there and comedians, but it's a talent that they have to really work on, apparently. Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen with a lot of media these days, they're just picking someone they think, oh yeah, you know, this person's going to be great. Well, they leave like maybe 10 or 15 they should have well considered.
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine if they had anyone else in the Alien franchise as Ripley?
Oh no, she's awesome.
The Alien remake?
The original one.
I know.
There's also Dragonheart would probably be a good example. The woman in that, I can't remember her name. It's been years. But the people behind the film stated that it was difficult to find someone who'd be perfect for that role. Mm-hmm. And they did. They actually found someone. It's going to be something like with 007. If they didn't find the right actor, it's basically going to completely destroy the movie franchise. Or at least destroy that movie.
There is so many movies got ruined by slight changes.
Yeah, like Star Wars.
Ah!
Ouch.
Ouch. Oh,
yeah. That's the best example I can think of, yes.
Well, was it earlier this year or was it late last year when we were talking about Back to the Future and how they didn't want a number four?
I think, honestly, yeah, they just should let it rest.
Oh, and you know,
the guy who made Back to the Future, his franchise, was like, it's the perfect movie. It's the perfect, you know, three movies, and we're not about to change it. And then we started talking about it, or, yeah, you can imagine there's a female Doc Brown and a female Marty, and then Toyota Prius or something, and, oh, it's global warming.
No, Cybertruck. The Cybertruck.
Yes, that would be the perfect, the new time machine.
Oh, at least they didn't go with the original plan.
Look, if people really want more Back to the Future, get the damn cartoon.
Well, I think I said earlier that at my Halloween party, we actually did watch Back to the Future. Well, that and Beetlejuice. It's a good movie! What?
It is. The first one is timeless.
Oh, yeah. I love when he went to the future and he saw, like, what was it, like, Jaws 12 or whatever the heck it was?
In Rocky 3000?
Yeah, some weird shit like that. It was great.
Oh, man. That would scare me if there was a holographic sign like that with a giant shark coming down to eat me.
Dude, that would terrify me. Hell, that would terrify anyone in the year 2030 or wherever the hell they went. Yeah. That's nuts.
I can't see movies. Like James Bond, it's a classic. It's what, since the 60s, isn't it? 60s, 70s?
Yeah. 63.
Slight little evolutions here and there. All right. Instead of, you know, a 1970 Jaguar, well, you're driving the Porsche version of it.
Yeah. A Porsche.
It was like way with Aston Martin.
Well, dude. A Porsche with like built-in machine guns.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Like that. That's what 007 has. You know, he just does that.
Tiny little evolutions like that. You don't flip it over on its head, and that it's too much too soon. You know what? Work it in slowly.
Well,
nah. This is like a complete overhaul. This is ridiculous.
Like, if there was one movie that, all right, let's say Sean Connery, let's just humor me just for a second. Let's say because the last James Bond movie was Sean Connery, and this girl, Shia, whatever her name is, let's say because they met up in the last movie, and then you bring out this movie. All right, it's a continuation of the last movie. I'm okay with that. Okay with that. It's like, all right, this is where James Bond 19 ended. Here's James Bond 20. It's a continuation of 19. Here's a quick little recap at the beginning of the movie, and then let's move on with the rest of the 90 minutes.
You know, unfortunately, we're just going to have to wait to see what they decide to put on screen and just hope it doesn't go the way of Star Wars.
I don't know about my optimism level for this new one, but I'm not very optimistic
like, either.
Can I just say that the timing of this just feels so odd that they announced this and then also, you know, Sean Connery passes away at this unfortunate timing, and I'm thinking like maybe those two things are related. Maybe, you know, James Bond did it is time for James Bond to die. I don't know. I hope it doesn't turn that way, but
Wait, you're not suggesting that they did this because he died, right?
No, that's big brain thinking, my dude. I'm not.
Yeah, that's like conspiracy shit, but like that kind of sounds like what you're suggesting.
No, I want to say this article was posted in July.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about this before, because they announced because the next James Bond movie, and it was like a 1 year announcement next year, i.e. 2020.
Yeah, but Connery did have some opinions about that matter, though. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, I guess we can just do whatever the hell we want.
Now that, you know, there's that, I don't know. I just,
because his, because, like, yeah, former fans are not going to,
Here's the thing. The early James Bonds was also Connery's legacy, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Benefit of the doubt, I still think it's really coincidence. Like, a really, really 99-to-1 coincidence.
Yes.
I hope so.
It really.
Yeah, I don't wish any, you know, sinister or anything, but
it's a weird coincidence. But hopefully, it is.
I don't see any malice. I think it's just purely coincidence.
Okay.
All right. But so that's just
my opinion.
Hey, Joel. Do we have any live comments going on?
At the moment, no. It's Things are nice and quiet.
No one asking questions. Nothing going on.
Nothing. Okay. Probably don't want to read too much of it. But other than that, yeah, I just want to say, you know, I'm sure everybody, each one of us must definitely have enjoyed, you know, any movie that Sean Connery has starred in, for sure.
Yes, and if you haven't seen Dragonheart yet, watch Dragonheart. It's great.
If you really want to keep your sanity, watch the first two, because as they sort of trail on, it gets a bit, well.
I just put the first one. No, just the first one of Dragonheart. That's it. It's all amazing.
Right. Okay. So, in that case, there's one last little thing we're gonna wrap this up with. Who here loves, you know, furry trash and weeb shit?
Depends. I may or may not have an Inuyasha on my arm.
I can neither confirm or deny that fact.
Yeah, it's been there for 10 years. I love Inuyasha.
All right, you are furry trash weeb shit.
The biggest, smelliest garbage ever.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say. The main draw of this one is that Beastars has dropped their season 2 trailer. And wow, I just had a look at it. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, see, from my point of view, it looks like they were trying to be a bit edgy in the first series. And the second one, they're literally just taking off the gloves and going, let's go this full run. Was it like...
Yeah, it went dark really fast.
It got so dark. And by the way, Beastars is basically Zootopia on steroids. It's absolutely bonkers.
Like, what is Beastars again?
And season 2 is looking, I don't know, like, kind of dark and violent. Like, I'm not gonna, like, lie about it.
Wait.
They really do look like that.
Avira, you didn't actually see this first season then?
Dude, I did. That's what I said. Like, it's Zootopia on steroids. Like, yeah, it's pretty.
What is Zootopia?
Beast.
Get out. If you're asking this question seriously, was get out.
Did you not? Excuse? Holy.
You are a disgrace.
Okay.
Disgraceful.
I was trying to say that
what is Beastars
is like Zootopia, only like, I don't know, more adult, maybe like worse.
Again, what is it? What is Inuyasha?
You, my friend,
stop this.
Level of garbage is not enough. Get out. You're banned.
Really?
I want to say Inuyasha has been going since 20 years now.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Show is still on. Oh goodness, I have not watched that.
No. Inuyasha is apparently getting a continuation.
Beastars season 2. God. Who's excited?
Here's the thing. I found it very extremely difficult to watch, but I binged it in 2 days. Like I said, I found it very difficult to follow because, you know, without yawning and falling asleep. I didn't love it, but I didn't exactly hate it. I'll say this much. It sounds a little bit interesting enough that I would probably binge it again to see the season 2. I'd binge it.
Yeah.
I'd give it a chance. It wasn't horrible. Oh. It wasn't great. Not in my opinion, though. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. Just a little difficult.
No, well, I totally agree with you. Like, it's not great. But, you know, it's watchable. And, yeah, I would totally spend, like, a few hours, like, binge-watching it, you know. Because why the hell not?
5 episodes back-to-back, that's, what, 2.5 hours? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why?
Yeah,
not?
I honestly don't know when the last friggin' time I've been binge watched a series was. Goodness gracious! Fucking 2011 with My Little Pony. But let's not go there.
What's My Little Pony again?
Let's not go there, Jolt. Let's not go there, please.
I think the last one I binge was Better Call Saul.
Okay. But yeah.
Nerd.
I'm like super addicted to the songs from Equestria Girls, but don't judge me.
I want to binge watch Digimon Series 3 at some point.
Have you seen the cafeteria song? Oh my god.
What? We might get striked for that.
Only just 5 seconds of it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we just can't display. You know, let's just not display.
Purposely,
you know,
not playing
any
longer
episodes. Or I think it's just caution. That's okay. It's yeah. Here's the thing.
Hey, everybody. Oh, never mind.
Beastars, has gone dark, and it almost felt like I got this vibe that the snake was some kind of big final boss or something.
Put that snake away.
I watched the trailer. I don't know. What did you think of it? Like the trailer? What could we expect from season 2 in Beastars?
I really liked the animation. I thought they did an incredible job with that. It was like a step up from season 1 for sure. The lighting, like on the shadows of the characters, I don't know. That's like something that I look at because I like doing art and stuff. But yeah, I thought they did an incredible job with increasing the presentability of the animation. That was awesome. Not entirely sure about this whole storyline because it was only like a minute and 30 seconds or something. But it looked really good.
Yeah.
So now they have a snake character?
Oh, yes! The police snake. That was cool, too.
Did he have pants?
I mean, you know what's weird is that I came across a comic online where it was basically a giant snake eating that damn wolf.
Yeah, that was definitely a police snake. Oh, yeah?
I haven't read the manga, though.
I haven't either.
Me neither. That makes 3 of us, yeah.
Yeah, I just saw the trailer and I thought it was kind of cool. The police snake was really interesting. I was like, oh, it's the blue fucking noodle or whatever. Yeah, well, it kind of was. I mean, right? It's got like that little hat and the badge and stuff, and it was like a python or something like that.
It was a giant ass snake, something you don't want to tangle with. Let's not focus on what breed of snake it is.
Well, it wants to tangle with you. Because, you know, snakes.
I thought snakes were more cuddlers than tanglers.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yes, they will cuddle you to death.
Yeah.
Hugs.
Yeah, all of
them. I had several pet snakes before.
It was
I almost
cool
had
trailer.
My thumb torn off.
Oh, God. Wow, yikes.
All right. So, yeah, that's... Look at that. I guess that's that, then.
Wow. Yeah, I suppose so.
So, does the snake character have pants?
No, it's a snake. It doesn't have pants.
Oh, so it wasn't a charger snake then?
No.
It was an anthropomorphic.
It wears a kilt.
Oh, God.
Snake in a kilt.
Oh, yeesh, yeah.
There's nothing. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
I already went there with the trouser snake. I didn't see why you didn't catch that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Oh, God damn it. All right.
All right. So, in that case, though, that's been our week. For, you know, for the rambles. So we'd like to close up one at a time.
I'll go first. I will give B-Stars a chance. And you know what? Don't judge me too hard. I guess if I can catch it on streaming somehow in my own house, because movie theaters are dead, I might just watch me that James Bond movie. If for nothing else, just two reasons. To give her the benefit of the doubt, and to see how horrible it's going to be. I know that's a little bit of a prejudice, but what do you call that? When you judge something before you see it, you judge the book of the cover of the book. It's going to be horrible, but I'm going to watch it anyways.
All right, who's up next, Noble?
It's time for... I really hope Animaniacs comes out soon. I really want to see that.
Yeah.
I think it'll come out soon at some point.
Yeah. I'm hoping they don't, let's just say, take things too modern.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the writers are going to come up with, but we'll just have to wait and see. So, Vera?
Well, I hope everyone had an incredible time watching our most fantabulous broadcast.
Woohoo!
And this week has been kind of crazy, but whatever, we're just gonna power on. Have a good night.
All right,
good night.
And I guess I just want to say, you know, before you know, the reason I was late is here's an important lesson for you guys. You must do all your gardening with either cordless tools if you must go electric.
You just gotta stop fighting with Jolteon.
That's pretty much how my power problem got caused. But, yeah, I digress. So, in that case, once again, thank you guys for sticking alive with us. Hope you enjoyed, you know, listening in as much as we did in the making of it. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms further down the line. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Laters.